and Instagram. You can find out everything that we have going on over the course of the day and the week and everything else, as well as articles that have been written, all sorts of things on phoenixfm.ie as well. So you can, and you can get all that information in terms of how to contact us there too. Because we want to hear from you. We want to hear anything that's going on in the local area. We try to catch everything. We try to kind of get a look at all the kind of different things going on in the area. But of course, we're only human. We miss things. So just to make sure we don't miss your event or miss something that you think we should be promoting or talking about, get in touch with us. Never be afraid to give us a shout, because look, we may have missed something, so do so, give us a shout. But next on the line, we are joined by a D15 Today regular, you might say, David Moore from Astronomy Ireland. Good morning, David, you're very welcome to the show.
Good morning and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's brilliant to have you on, as always. We're going to talk about a few things that we have, you guys have coming up at Astronomy Ireland over the course of this. We're going to talk about the Comet Watch, the telescope workshop that's coming up, but also the talk that's going on, I believe, today about the James Webb Telescope. We'll discuss that. So we've loads to speak about. And one thing as well, in terms of the stuff that's going on in terms of astronomy and space related things in general in Ireland. You've mentioned this before, that Ireland has a very, very long history when it comes to basically anything to do with looking at the stars. When it comes to astronomy, we have a very long history in that.
Yes, I mean, we can even claim that Ireland invented space exploration and were the first peoples to do it. Because Newgrange is the oldest astronomically aligned building anywhere in the world. And that means nearly 6,000 years ago, our ancient ancestors were scanning the sky, studying what's up there, and they managed to figure out the calendar, how long it takes the Earth to go around the sun by its alignment with the solstice. You can actually count the days once you accurately measure where the most southerly sunrise point is each year, then just count the days. And if you did it over many years, decades, maybe even centuries, you could get down to the fact that the year is not just 365, but 365 and a quarter days long.
Oh,
that was extremely important to them, because they were going to be planting crops this far north. Remember, civilization had come from the Middle East, where the winters aren't as severe. In Ireland, you know, we have had some very severe winters, and the temperatures would have been things they wouldn't have been used to. So
yeah,
knowing the seasons well was extremely important back then. That's why they built something as huge as Newgrange, 200,000 tons in the Stone Age, with no metal influence. Probably like today, us building a major town or city.
Mm.
Why did they do that? Because it was a very important discovery. So space exploration back then had very practical uses.
And it's a really interesting point, actually, to make that, because I'd say a lot of people might be looking at the history of these things, and you always have to wonder where things started, why humans as a species decided we're going to start looking into this, we're going to start doing this. And there usually is a very practical reason behind why these things started. And I know some of it comes from, you know, maybe religious reasons, and spirituality and stuff comes into a lot of this stuff too. And obviously, how, as any species, can you not look up at the stars and be amazed and think, what put that there, why are we here, all of this kind of stuff. But some of it, as you say, just comes down to the very simple fact of, we need to know the best times to plant our crops, we need to know exactly when to expect good weather, bad weather, the temperatures to rise, the temperatures to drop. It makes sense that it's all just really, really practical.
Yeah, I mean, space has lots of applications today, but we're more interested now in having satellites monitor the Earth and try to feed the 8 billion people we've got on the planet. They do play a significant role in that. Our weather forecasting is greatly aided by space-based technologies. There's even plans now to do the internet from space. And, of course, now we're beginning to probe out into space with people exploring other planets. And governments are still spearheading this campaign, but there are now huge private individuals. Tonight we've got Richard Branson launching the first satellite from the UK. We've got the world's used to be the world's two richest men, Jeff Bezos of Amazon and Elon Musk of SpaceX, Tesla, formerly of PayPal, who have their own space companies. Now, if the world's richest business people are investing such huge quantities of money in space, it's going to be hard to stop the human race going there, because there is so much money to be made in space exploration, apart from the idea that we should do it just to find out what's out there. So there are lofty goals and there are practical financial goals as well. So we live at a very exciting time where we're going to see the privatization of space, and who knows what that's going to hold in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. And even just mentioning that, like talking about the internet from space, I mean, that is to some extent accessible and usable now. Like you hear about, obviously, Elon Musk's Starlink, is that what it's called? Satlink or Starlink? I should know the name because we actually used it here for one of our one of our outside broadcasts at one point. Like we got one of those Starlink setups and we used it and it was amazing. But yeah, so like there's all that going on. And cool as well, you mentioned the satellite launch as well. That's going up tonight from Virgin, because that's obviously involves Ireland to an extent as well, because there has even been a warning put out to mariners around kind of Cork and Kerry to be warned about possible debris falling from the sky. And it's now they are saying it's only if something was to go wrong, but still to be cautious of it. So even though it's been launched from the UK, we are still involved to some extent. It's happening in our skies.
Yeah, exactly. And the Virgin launch tonight, to deal with something very topical, would be launched from Cornwall, but it can't release satellites over the Channel, one of the busiest shipping lanes in the world. So they fly out over the Atlantic Ocean and then release the satellite there. So if anything does go wrong, shipping has been warned to stay out of the area. This is not unusual. They do this in Florida when the Americans are launching all the time. Mm. They warn the shipping off their coast that, you know, things can go wrong. And so just, it's very, very unlikely anything will go wrong. But just in case, no sense being out there unless you absolutely have to be. And the aviation authorities are very, very careful. There have been delays in this Virgin launch just to get the regulations approved for ultimate extreme safety. Because we are dealing with cutting-edge technology, extremely powerful rockets, and what is technically a lot of explosive fuel.
Yeah.
But we'll hope everything will go successfully and the 9 satellites that's going to launch will be successful.
Now we have, like we know just from feedback we've gotten, we've listeners in different parts of the country, not just Dublin 15. So if there is anybody listening from that kind of Cork, Kerry area, do you reckon there's any chance people would be able to see much of anything of that tonight, or would it be just too dark and a bit too small to really see much of anything?
Well, it will certainly be too dark to see anything until they light the actual rocket engines. And we're trying to find out the exact flight path. And one of the problems is there'll be lots of checks to be done, and we don't know exactly if it will go on target. Well, the chance of launch will be scrubbed. They have several launch opportunities all throughout January to do this. So there could be technical faults with the aircraft, with the systems on board. You know, the satellite already talking back to Earth. All that has to be checked. And I suppose the actual release point and then the firing of the rocket engine is variable. But the area off the south coast of Ireland that's been targeted, where they were asking shipping not to operate tonight, is just off the south coast of Cork. So we're thinking that people along the south coast might just be able to see the launch. They're currently set for 19 minutes past 10 this evening. And then within an hour of that, the rocket should be released. So you can follow it on YouTube. If you search for Virgin Orbit YouTube, mm-hmm. you should find the link. Watch it live, and hopefully they'll be able to date exactly when it happens. And some lucky people on the South Coast might just see this rocket lighting up.
There you go. So if you're nearby, worth going and having a look just to see. You might see something. But in terms of seeing something, and that was a really bad segue, but we obviously, over the last while, we've kind of seen some images coming back from the James Webb Space Telescope, and it's a massive achievement that we've talked about. It because over the last few years, we've had you on so often, it's been brilliant. We've actually spoken about so much of the preparation for this going up, and then it originally going up, and some of the early images coming back. But for people who are really interested in it and have seen some of these images, there's an opportunity coming up. I believe it's tonight. You guys have a lecture on speaking all about the James Webb Telescope and some of the early results that have come back and that we've seen so far.
Absolutely. This is our New Year public lecture. So we have a public talk for everybody in the country, families, kids, it's non-technical, every month, usually the second Monday of the month. The first one in January is always something very special to kick off the season. And the big news last year, €10 billion worth of telescope, the most expensive mm-hmm. telescope by far ever built. Hubble was about $2 billion. And it launched successfully Christmas, or just over a year ago. and the first pictures were released in July of last year, and it was an incredible thing. Hundreds of parts could have gone wrong to stop this telescope from unfurling. It's 3,000 times further away from the Earth than the Hubble is, so no chance of fixing it with today's modern technology. And it all worked beautifully. The first pictures back, it's doing in hours what Hubble used to take days to do.
Yeah.
So it's 100 times more powerful. Some of the images we've been covering in the magazine since July, there's Irish involvement as well. And we're delighted, we had quite a few talks about it in the past, but we're delighted that one of the researchers is going to focus on studying the planets in particular with the James Webb Telescope, is giving our talk this evening. So anyone who wants to come along, go to our website, astronomy.ie. It's online, so you can watch it, certainly in the 32 counties, technically from anywhere in the world. You'll see the details there, 7 p.m. tonight. It's going to be an update of what it's been doing so far. And, you know, a lot of scientists involved, they're privy to pictures that haven't been released to the public yet, that happened at one of our talks last year, that we were showing pictures from one of the researchers, one of the Irish researchers, Dr. Patrick Kavanagh, which hadn't been publicly released yet. So everyone got a sneak preview of what was going to come out. So we half expect we'll get a few sneak previews, but there's now so many images from planets, gas clouds, galaxies, images from the edge of space that Webb has released already, that, you know, how he's going to cram it all into 1 hour, it's going to be great fun. And I'm sure we're going to keep coming back to the subject year after year.
And look, I mean, even if there isn't, even if there aren't any new images, like just the images that you've seen, because I've found like you'll be watching or looking at some of these images coming out, and me as a complete lay person who's just interested in this stuff, to look at these images and be amazed by them, but then to go and hear people explaining what you're seeing and, you know, talking about like why the light is bending in certain ways and is the lensing going on, all this kind of stuff, and like hearing how that works, and then you just get your mind is blown a second time just by having it explained what you're actually seeing. So it just that alone is worth the price of admission, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, exactly. You hit the nail on the head. That's exactly what I was going to say. I mean, you see these clips either online or on TV news and like, where a scientist is being asked various questions. Time is always of the essence. They're being asked questions that hopefully explain the story, but that, to give a scientist a platform for 1 hour to explain as clearly as he can why these images are important, not just why they're pretty, and the science behind them, why they directed a 10 billion euro telescope at that particular target when there's so much to see in the universe, you really do get great insights, and it often explains the details. Like, you know, we're staring you in the face from the images, but you didn't see them. I've seen that happen so many times, so that's why we're so delighted to have, there are literally thousands of scientists involved in this mission. Another one, give a different angle on, you know, how Webb is going to be used for solar system studies in particular, which I think is something that resonates a lot with people.
Yeah.
There's two things we found people like. One is trying to explain where the universe came from, cosmology and things like Stephen Hawking was catapulted into fame by his book, you know, where they're grappling with, how did the universe come into existence? And we think we know pretty good what happened in the first trillionth of a trillionth of a trillionth of a second after the Big Bang. Still working on what happened just before that. And people are fascinated by that subject. And the other thing, there's things they can see in the sky. So tonight you can see Jupiter and Mars, even very easily, and Saturn if you know where to look. But when you train a 10 billion euro telescope on those objects, what are you going to see? And what's so special about pointing this telescope at things so close? So it's the near and the far, I suppose, one way of putting it.
Oh, absolutely. And so that lecture tonight, it is tonight, isn't it? It's tonight at 7 o'clock.
It is tonight, yes, 7 p.m. Details are on the website, astronomy.ie. You can follow us on social media as well. If we find out more about this Virgin launch, we were trying to tie down the exact launch time and where you might see it from the south coast of Ireland. If people are listening in online from down there, that could be quite fascinating. And there's going to be more of them in the future, because this is a new spaceport that is now based on British soil. So they're going to be launching more and more satellites, basically because there's so much money in it. You get paid to launch people's satellites. And if you've got a few billion euros to spare, you can get involved in the space industry. This is a good business opportunity for you.
There you go. So just quickly, before I let you go, we don't all have 10 billion euro to go spend on a satellite, to go spend on a telescope, but some of us might have gotten a telescope for Christmas that probably was worth a lot less than 10 billion euro, but still can do a lot and can see a lot of really interesting stuff with it. And I'm sure a lot of people are wondering, what in God's name do I do with this thing? How do I work it? You guys have a telescope workshop coming up on the 25th of January, I believe.
Yeah, every January we get so many queries from people who, you know, sometimes can't assemble their telescope, don't know how to use it or what they should be looking at. So we always have a watch. And it's also linked to our evening classes, which are enrolling now. They don't start until February 1st, but you can enroll today. So we always run a watch 1 week before that, where even if it's cloudy, people can bring along their telescopes and we'll help them assemble them, use them, explain what to see with them. The magazine will tell you what to see. I mean, there are some incredible sights coming up this month. Venus and Saturn, those two planets, are going to be extremely close in the sky, and the Moon will join them around the 22nd, 23rd of the month. And Jupiter will get very close to the Moon as well. So there's loads of things to see. If you don't know where the planets are, the Moon will help you. That's all in the magazine. But the workshop's on January 25th in Dublin 15, our headquarters near Blanchardstown. So again, details are on the website, astronomy.ie. It'll be 7 o'clock again. So check those out. If you've got a telescope, or even if you're thinking of getting a telescope, you weren't lucky enough to get one from Santa last year, then come along. We'll have lots of our own telescopes there to show you how they work. And if it's clear, we were just hoping Jupiter will be near the Moon that night. Mm. But now a new comet has appeared that's just about visible to the naked eye, and should be, it's not even as closest yet. It won't be until February 1st. So it should be even more spectacular. We'll definitely see it in the telescopes. It's not often we can hold a comet watch, you know, within the boundaries of a city. So January 25th is a big day for so many reasons. Workshop, evening classes being launched, the comet, Jupiter, the Moon, even the planet Mars will be up. We could be there till midnight.
Well, that's not a bad thing. That sounds great. So, sorry to rush here, but it's astronomy.ie, just for everybody who wants information on that and for anything else you guys have going on. Always an absolute pleasure, David, to have you on the show, and I'm sure we'll have you on again very soon. So best of luck with everything, and I hope the talk goes really well tonight and everything as well. So best of luck with all of that, and look forward to speaking to you again.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Take care. Bye-bye.